The University of Virginia's Lisa Sparr has also won a Guggenheim Fellowship for her poetry. We asked her to share one of her poems, Empty Nest, which takes place mostly in the late hours of the night, where reality and dreams merge into a revealing and confusing blend. You've written so much about insomnia. Does that mean much of your best work occurs during periods of insomnia?
I don't necessarily write well when I'm up late, but I do like the liminal space of being up at night and the sort of solitude of that. And that's a long time habit. Goes way back to childhood. And I remember many nights as an adolescent, you know, just I liked being alone while others were sleeping and a big crowded house of people. So I think a connection between insomnia and maybe poetry is you can court a kind of vision that breaks down the boundaries between sleep and waking, where reverie is possible and imagination is heightened and you see things you wouldn't see. You know, you're just more acutely aware of what you're feeling.
There's so much of this in your poem, Empty Nest. I was hoping you'd bring it along and read an excerpt for us.
I do have it. As Dickinson said to an editor, the speaker in these poems is not me, but a supposed person. But of course, the speaker in this poem is middle-aged and her children have left home. And so there might be a slight conflation here with the narrator of the poem and the poet. Here's the poem. Empty nest. Pubic tufts, thyme, and moss are greening again in the clefts of the wall, latticed by the first flails of warm late winter, and so she removes her shirt to walk in the garden. Drowsy wasps, velvet, verdigris fontanelles of narcissus, tulip, grape hyacinth crown at her toes. She looks down, face obscured by gauze, swagging the brim of a wide straw hat. Over her left breast, an emerald scar. Ink pours from her right, and in her hand, a heart-shaped stone she carries snags the cumulus silks of her skirt. She has been dreaming, wakes in a muslin shroud of sweat and shadows. Is there someone in the hallway? Perfume of her daughter, tangle of wet hair, smoke, yeasty thread of wine, her kiss like the other side of a prayer. I'm home. Go back to sleep. I'll leave the key here beside your glasses. The windows slowly turn white, petri dishes culturing an endless filmic loop of new days. The ravine behind the high school cradles the vacant whistle of a passing train, autopsy of the most lonely cry. Then silence before the birds. Myopic, burdened, she reaches across the table, folded book, cupped dregs of Von Blanc, eyeglasses to stop the alarm before its reveille. And of course, there is no key.
You had me at hello, as they would say.
Good.
How long has your nest been empty?
Well, it empties and then it fills again. So it's been emptying since the eldest left a while ago. I can't remember if it was the movie was Parenting, but it's the one where the kids are all in the car singing song about diarrhea, and it's about loving the roller coaster of that kind of clamor. And I do. I like that.
I like it too.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. Yeah. And I'm just behind you, just barely behind you. It just pierces my heart to hear you describe the daughter as a specter and the
yes.
prospect of an empty nest. Is it helpful to write poems about this?
Yes. I think that's why I write. People cope with the melancholic subtext of loss and immortality that, you know, stalks even the most happy life in different ways, you know, by running 10 miles a day or doing something wonderful with eggplant and curry or, you know, seriously. I mean, everyone has a different way of loss of one's role, a certain kind of role in one's life is profound for me. Whether I can make another person interested in that or not is the difficulty of the poem. And I'm glad to hear that it touched you, but I know it certainly also helped me to write it, to see it more clearly, the loss more clearly, and to make sense of it.
Lisa Russ Sparr is a professor of creative writing at the University of Virginia. Coming up next, Sense and Nonsense.